Hey guys, and welcome to this podcast episode. Today's topic is especially for the single ladies. So if you are in a situation where you feel like dating is so hard or it feels like impossible to find that one person, then please stay with me because in this episode, I want to give you more clarity, I want to empower you, and the most important thing, I want to give you peace. Because I know how it is to be single for quite some time and to really not feel peaceful at all, to finally have the feeling, okay, I need to find the one and why it's not working out for me. But now I just realized, okay, why all this is happening. And I feel like as soon as you have clarity and as soon as you have a sense of understanding when it comes to a life situation, this is when you can truly change and when you can truly focus on what really matters again. So because I know it can suck, I know it can be so annoying to be a single woman and to be actually a wonderful woman and asking yourself, okay, what's going wrong? So to give you guys a little bit of a background information, I have been single for 5 years. So if someone knows your pain of literally waiting for the one person, girl, I get you. So, and I'm also not that type of person, to be very honest, and some people might think that's arrogant, but I'm not the type of person where I would say, okay, hey, my personality sucks, or I'm a very complicated person, and this is why I don't find that person. Like, I'm literally the prototype where everyone says, okay, why are you actually single? So if that's you, and you feel in this same position, girl, please stay with me. It will make all sense after this podcast episode. So I've been single for 5 years. I'm a business owner, so I make my own money, and it's not that I just have like a little small business on the side going on. Like, I make more money than most of the guys in my age. So, and maybe you're in the same situation, maybe you're also a business owner and you think that's a huge challenge that you are a business owner and that you are such a powerful woman and that you may be too much for the people. But let me tell you, it's not. Like, it's literally not. That's not the problem at all. Like, even if you're the most successful woman on this earth and you're making multiple millions, you have so much confidence and you're literally that girl, that's actually not the problem. And this is what we're going to talk about today. So just as a little side note, I will definitely take in a spiritual aspect. So if you're not Christian or if you don't believe in God at all, you will be fine. Take some things that are okay with you and leave the things out that are not okay with you. But in my opinion, everything is spiritual. And this is the most important thing that you need to actually realize when you want to have poor clarity what's really going on and why you can't find that person. Because at the end of the day, the reason, and this is what I believe, why you can't find that person is because you're not meant to find that person right now. Look, to give you like a little bit of more information about my own journey, when I wanted to have a boyfriend, like when I was like, okay, I'm ready, I healed from my last relationship. So by the way, my last relationship was also for 5 years. So fun fact, I was for 5 years in a relationship and now I'm since five years single. So, and at some point, I think like after the second year or the third year, like I was like, I'm so ready to step into a new relationship. I'm ready to find the one, I'm ready to find love. I did all the healing and I know what I want. And surprisingly, I was still not finding the one. And I was then coming into a little trap and maybe in the same trap where I started chasing. And I don't mean by that like literally reaching out to guys and asking them out. That's not the way of chasing that I'm trying to describe to you. I literally mean by that already like looking for people. And they, yeah, that's already chasing, to be very honest with you. That's you literally taking control of the situation, and that's the problem. The reason why you're probably not finding the one is because you are trying to fix everything by yourself. And there's like the second problem that comes in. It's actually so masculine also when you think about it. So when we actually realize that everything is spiritual, so when we really believe, okay, there's a creator out there that created this beautiful and wonderful world and also you, and that actually gave you a purpose in this life, in this world, then you also should be aware of it, that he has most probably a plan when it comes to love. So as we all know, no matter what religion you're in, no matter what you believe in, like we all know we humans are not meant to be alone. So this creator actually selected a specific person for you to be together with you. So, and by you trying to take control of these things, it's not going to turn out the way how you want it. Maybe you have seen yourself in situations, and I have seen myself also in situations like this, where I literally tried to take care of it by my own. I literally tried to become that person that social media and society told me to be, to have that amazing, high-value husband. I tried to go on all these crazy and fancy events, to all these nice high-end restaurant, high-end travel destination, etc. What ended up happening is that I did not find the one. I literally found some people that I, yeah, could date, but at the end of the day, they were all just lessons. And maybe you're in the same situation right now, that you are actually capable of finding people because you are taking control of the situation and you're forcing it. Let's say you are on these dating apps. Let's say you are literally treating it like a business. That's how it is. Like some people really treat their relationship life like a business. And what happens then is that they find these people, they date these people, but at the end of the day, they're so disappointed because it's just another lesson. Like God literally used that situation to form your heart and to, I would say, make you ready for that one person. So, and the other thing that also can maybe happen right now in your life that happened to me is that you don't find people at all. Like I had a situation, like it was like a year ago or so, where every single time when I don't know, I went to a party or I met someone, the way how the connection to this person got cut off, it was insane. Like, you know, when people say they do this prayer, that when they say like, hey God, if this person is not for me, then please remove this person out of my life, and then the next day they're gone. I did not even need to do this prayer. Like, the people were literally gone after the moment they said hello to me and they said they were interested in me. Like, this is how it was going on. Like, to give you like a little bit of a story time, I remember when I was here, for example, in Dubai, and this was literally crazy. I've never experienced this in my whole entire life. Like, I had never problems to kind of get in touch with people. Like, I'm a very open person. Like, when I go to parties, like, people usually always easily talk to me, or I talk to people. I don't have a problem with that. So, and especially when it comes to guys, like, it's not hard for me to get guys' attention. So, and what happened then, for example, when I was in a party in Dubai, is that I met this amazing guy and I was like, wow, I think he could be a potential guy for me. Like, I literally checked all the boxes, like, from talking to him. And then we exchanged number, and I literally never experienced this in my life. Like, he saved my number. He literally texted me. And a few hours later, he ghosted me. And this is not something that just happened one time. Like, every single person that kind of tried to get close to me, they were gone. Literally like this. Gone, gone. Even when people were talking to me, let's say I met a new guy somewhere, like in a nice party again, etc. I thought, okay, this is an amazing guy. I was really excited about it. Then another guy comes into the picture that knew me from back then and destroys the whole conversation. Literally being the one trying to be like, hey, Maribel, why are you not texting me? Why are you ghosting me? I think we were having like a special connection to each other. Well, the other guy is there, like literally destroying the whole conversation with me. And these are things that happened for me the whole time. Even like when I had a conversation with someone that I was dating for quite some time, even he said to me like, Maribel, there was something with you that I felt that was kind of like, I couldn't come too close to you. I don't know what was going on, if it was the energy or something, but I felt that something was kind of was kind of like taking me away from you the whole time. So it felt like you were like a, like, let's say like a magnet, and I was trying to get into the magnet, like close to the magnet on the other side. I know this sounds like weird now and you're probably okay what she's talking about, but you understand me. Like literally God can block every single person just because he wants you to focus on something else or on the right person. So, and this is very important for you to understand. So, and this is, for example, what happened to me. So when I try to take the control over things, but what I realized is that, like I said, the God of the universe, he has a plan for everything. Like, why should I put myself directly between his plans just because I think I know better? Because I don't. And at the end of the day, one thing that helped me a lot, that made me realize so much, God's will always happen. If God wants something, he will make it happen. So therefore, if you, let's say, are meant to meet that person today, you could literally even you could stay inside of your apartment and you will meet that person. Something will happen. Let's say the fire alarm goes on and everyone needs to go out, and then you find your guy outside. Literally, if God wants you to do something or that something happens in your life, it will happen. And this is the biggest thing that you need to realize. If God really wants you to meet a person right now, in the weirdest situation, you could meet the love of your life. You could meet him, I don't know, like in the grocery store. You could meet him, like literally, I have met such amazing people. Of course, they were not the one, but still, like such amazing people in a freaking restaurant toilet. You know how cringe that is? That's so weird. So, but like I said, like if you are meant to meet a person or you're meant to go on a journey, there will be a way that you go on a journey. So if right now it's not working out for you, it's not because you're not hot enough. It's not because you're not feminine enough. It's not because you're not successful enough. It's because you're not meant to meet that person right now. And let me tell you, like, you need to first of all become the person that is ready to receive the blessing. Because God will never give you a person that you're not ready to handle yet. Especially when you have, let's say, that amazing list of this guy that you have on your mind, like this dream man. And here comes the next thing that I want you to be aware of. There's not such a thing as a high standard. Like, by you saying, okay, I don't think that I will ever meet a guy that meets these standards, you're literally just telling to the God of the universe, God, I don't think that you can do that for me. You get it? That's crazy. That's literally insane. Like, you having that attitude. God can make everything possible. Like, he can bring you your Prince Charming, literally, if he wants you, directly in front of your door. Like, literally, it could ring on that door right now and there could be my future husband, if God wants to. But he doesn't want to do it now. Like, you're still, like, in a phase where he needs to work on you to receive that blessing. And the other thing is that he will never give you that perfect future husband if you are actually the person that could make him miserable right now. It doesn't mean that you don't deserve this person, but it means that you maybe need to work on yourself so that you can also actually become one with this person. Because we always say, like, hey, if you're going to marry someone, like, you're going to become one. So, and therefore, if there's like a rotten fruit that goes with another fruit that is fresh and juicy and sweet, what happens with other fruit? It also becomes a rotten fruit. And it's completely okay. Like, we all need healing. We all need a growth journey to become the person that deserves all these things. It's actually the same thing also with business. Like, maybe the reason why your business is not blowing up is because you did not become the person yet that is capable of running this type of business. So, and this is something that I want you to be aware of. And if you right now feel frustrated that you're not meeting the one person for you, this is literally a proof that you did not mature enough to receive that blessing yet. Like, this is literally the proof for it. Like, if you still feel like so, like, desperate and so frustrated that you haven't met that one person, is because you are actually not ready for it. Like, you did not mature enough to receive this blessing and to handle it. So, and you should be at a place where you are so unbothered by whatever happens, literally. Like me right now, I don't dress up anymore and go out to find guys or to go to nice places to get approached by guys, because I know it's not in my control. Even if I will take control of it, I have done it. I have done that. I know how it is. It sucks. Nothing literally happens that literally brings me forward. So therefore, I started to surrender it. I started to say, God, hey, look, I know you have your own timing. I know you have a person for me. I know you gave me that desire because I'm meant to meet another person. It's so completely fine. It's on you. Like, if you decide that I'm ready to meet that person, I will meet that person. So therefore, I'm no longer, I would say, forced to go to specific places or to dress in a certain way to get people's attention, because I think like, oh, then I will find guys that will date me and then it's maybe like my future husband. No, because I anyways know it's in God's power. And the other thing that I also learned that I want you to be aware of is that if you meet your future husband, there's not such a thing as, oh my God, I need to be in this shape, or I need to look like this, or I need to wear this and this outfit. To give you guys a little bit of a background information, I think we all went through that journey to that journey where we wanted to be all like this old money style, old money aesthetics. Like, this was literally me a few years ago. I still love the old money aesthetics, but to be very honest, I also did it for some kind of way to kind of be aligned with the type of man that I wanted to attract in my life. What's so stupid, actually. So, and one thing that I just realized is that if the person that is meant for you sees you, he will feel it. No matter what type of outfit do you have, no matter how your shape looks like, no matter if you have makeup on or if you have not makeup on, no matter if you're even in the most embarrassing situation ever in your life, he will feel it. He will literally feel it. Like, I talk to so many people that are in really happy and healthy relationship that are married, and they told me something. They said every time when I talked about with the guys, they said that they knew that this is their person. They knew that this is their girl. So, and also when I look at all these people and all these relationships, these are not necessarily like the girls that are the model girls and that are always dressed up and that are always looking a certain ways. And the situations where they met them, it wasn't because she was like in her prime and she looked so good and this and this and this happened and it was so like dreamy. No, it was the most like average situation ever, but they felt that this was their person. So, and this is the same way how I also believe you will feel it. I feel like as a woman, we feel if this person is for us. Like, I spoke to so many of my girls and they always said like, hey Maribel, when I knew that this person was not for me, I kind of knew it from day one. Like, the first intuition you get about a person, it already predicts what's going to happen in that relationship or if this is your person or not. It's also the same way if this is actually your person, you will actually feel it. Like, your intuition or God will talk to you. So therefore, do not make yourself crazy. Because at the end of the day, like I said, the more you try to force it, I also feel like the more time it will actually take. Because actually, you are slowing down the growth process that you need to do with yourself before meeting that person. Because you're so focused on, okay, I need to meet that person. I need to prepare for this person. I need to do this. I need to go there. But you're actually not focusing on yourself. So, and this is something that I learned this year, to really focus on myself and to really like just surrender, to just let it go. And one thing that I would advise you to do, and one thing that I also did, is that I literally asked God to help me. Because look, if you know that you're not meant to meet that person, so there's probably something that needs to happen or something that you need to change to finally, meet that person. I literally spoke to God and I told him, hey, look, I want to meet a guy, but I see that there's something going on and you actually want me to wait. I totally understand it, but please help me to understand why I should wait and what I need to work on. Please show me like all the things that I need to work on, and please provide me with situations where I can actually learn these things, where I can grow into the person that you want me to be to meet that one person. Please give me patience. Please give me peace when it comes to love. Please give me also wisdom when it comes to it. Like all these things that I just told you right now, it's not because I just came up with it one day and I was like, wow, it's because of that. It's literally God that taught me like all these things through my journey. Like he guided me through it. He made me understand, okay, why certain things are happening. And God loves you so much that he literally wants you to understand, because if you understand, you will be more obedient with whatever he has for you. And the other thing is that he loves you so much that he doesn't want to see you with some random ass guy. Like he doesn't want you to give his most precious creation to someone that does not deserve it. Like it breaks his heart when he sees you with a guy that's treating you bad, just because you wanted to take control of the situation, because you don't want it to be obedient. And if you're right now in a situation where you're like, I don't know if this is the one, etc., this is literally God speaking to you. Literally, like God will never give you peace in a situation where you're not meant to be. Like you will never be in a place where he does not want you to be and you will have peace there. That's not possible. Like he will never give you peace. Like if you not feel at peace where you are right now, it's literally God just talking to you. So because the person that he actually has for you, he will not just fill your heart with love too, he will give you so much peace too. And one thing that I want to mention also at the end, that was like the most, I would say, important and most powerful thing for me, it was like God will never give you the person that is meant for you if this person could literally, and it hurts literally to say that, but this person could literally take his place. Like this person could take God's place. And I know this sounds crazy, and I know probably all the people will go crazy in the comments, but there are some people, when they fall in love, they forget about the Lord. And this is the worst thing ever. Like the reason why you're there and the reason why you're with this person is because of the Lord. The reason why you're breathing is because of the Lord. The reason why this person exists, like your dream man, it's because of the Lord. So you need to realize that. So God will never, ever, ever present a person to your life that could be bigger than the Lord himself to you. He will never do that. So he will work so much on your relationship, especially if you're meant for bigger. He will work so much on your relationship with him first, where he can then say, okay, she's so ready, that he will then give you the person that is meant for you and to be with you. So I hope I could give you clarity. So at the end of the day, I know this advice probably sucks right now for you. You gotta wait, my love. You gotta wait. You gotta be obedient. You gotta go full in into whatever growth journey God wants to take you, and to just trust him. Trust him. I can tell you, the man that the Lord has for you is better than any random guy that is out there. I promise you. And the way how the relationship will be and will last will also be completely different. It's not going to be an on-off situationship type of thing. It's going to be a matching puzzle. This is literally how my mindset coach back then told me, Maribel, like the person that you're going to be, it's going to be a matching puzzle. You're not going to be the type of person that needs to work for his love and attention. It's just going to be so naturally. It's just going to match. So, and I believe society literally throwed us into the wrong way of literally showing us, oh, we need to work for love. That's bullshit. If you really believe that, congratulations, you literally got scammed. Because you're not meant to work for love, especially as a woman. Like, realize, as a woman, we're not meant to chase. The men are chasing us. We are just here to live our little cute soft life, and whoever comes here and who's actually, I would say, good enough to keep up with us, yeah, this is the guy that we can maybe gonna date with. Because we know God will provide and give us a man that is meant for us. So, yeah, that's about this podcast episode. I really hope I could give you clarity, I could empower you when it comes to this topic. And see you ladies in the next one. Subscribe, thumbs up, leave some comments if you're watching on YouTube, and also leave some comments if you're watching on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And see you in the next one.